Here's a thought I'll title, Camera to Eye or Eye to Camera. I think there's a overwhelming reason why the vast majority of pictures are made from a height of about 5 or 6 feet off the ground, because that's the average height of a human being. And we bring the camera to our eye, and so we see the world from that height, and so we photograph the world from that height. But we all know that sometimes it can be advantageous to get a little higher than that. That's why we want to drive up to the mountaintop so that we can look down on the valley. But that also pertains to photographing something right next to the side of the road. Sometimes you just need an extra 2 or 3 feet, which is precisely why I always carry with me a stepladder when I'm out photographing. And I can either get an extra 2 or 3 feet with a stepladder, or I can put the stepladder in the bed of the truck and get an extra 5 feet higher. And that changes my perspective on the world dramatically. But a step stool is not the most advantageous bit of technology that I carry with me wherever I go. The bit of technology that persuaded me and convinced me almost the first time I used it was the fully articulating screen on my camera. That was one of the primary reasons I had for buying a Panasonic G1. That was the very first model in that line. It had a fully articulating screen, and I recognized immediately what that meant relative to camera to eye or eye to camera. I can't get down on the ground very comfortably with my 70-year-old knees and photograph from 6 inches off the ground. But I can hold the camera down there, and with the fully articulating screen, I can point the screen up so that I can see and compose without having to be on my belly in the dirt or the mud or the wet in order to get that photograph. Within about a week of owning that camera, I had decided without any hesitation at all that I would never again own a camera that didn't have a fully articulating screen. Because as we all know, one of the most important fundamental decisions we make with every photograph is where to place the camera. And the fully articulating screen adds so much flexibility within reach that without a fully articulating screen, I'd probably miss, well, at least half of the pictures that I currently take because I don't take them from standing height. I'm sure there is some logical reason why camera designers, camera manufacturers, use this unspoken paradigm of lifting the camera to our eye. But part of the philosophy behind that is that the photographer is trying to show us the world as he or she sees it, which leads into that idea of photography as copy machine. To make a copy of what the world looks like to the average human being from the average height of 5 or 6 feet. But if we let go of that as the philosophical background for making a photograph, then we realize that different angles, different heights, different points of view all make sense if we let go of reproducing the world as we see it. So I've had to retrain myself so that now I rarely pull the camera to my eye to make a photograph. Instead, what I tend to do is find the best position for the camera relative to interpreting the three-dimensional world on the two-dimensional plane of the photograph. And that's very rarely at human height. I haven't done statistical analysis, but off the top of my head, I would bet that more times than not, I'm holding the camera above me, higher than my height, maybe as high as 7 feet or so, as high as I can reach anyway, and I look up at the LCD screen that I can do so because it swivels and tilts down and I can see and compose. That's probably the most common position I use for making photographs, because that little bit of extra height gives me a little extra foreground that I can play with. And that improves my photographs, I think, pretty much across the board. It's not an easy thing to learn to do. It is such a reflex to pull the camera to our eye as we stand there. Precisely because I think the camera manufacturers have built the machine so that that's the most comfortable way to think about using it. but it isn't necessarily the best way to make photographs, particularly fine art photography. Maybe documentary, that's the ideal camera configuration, because documentary is intended to show us the world as if we were standing there. But for fine art photography, you can't beat the fully articulating screen and its ability to free you from that human height paradigm, assuming that you can train yourself to see the world that way.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.